It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again. Welcome to our program. It's going to be a great show today. We've got a man whose music goes back to my childhood, and I love the songs this guy's written. He's in our studios. We welcome Jack Temchin to Border Crossings today here on The Voice of America. So hang around with us. Let's check something out from Jack's CD.
The night has opened up its door to the land of dreams. I feel just like I'm flying, like I've never done before. What does this feeling mean? Down along the sand, where silently you wait. Underneath the timeless stars, I see it's not too late. And tonight, I'm learning to dance. I should have done it long ago, but I never.
Got Border Crossings, and we've got Jack Temchin in our studios right here today promoting a brand new CD, which we're just listening to some music from the new CD, Learning to Dance. And I love the sound of that song. I you know, you've got a great sound.
Thanks a lot.
It's kind of a peaceful, easy sound.
Well, I hope so.
So we welcome you to D.C. and to the Voice of America, Jack. And you're no newcomer. You've been doing this for a number of years. You've been writing songs and performing songs. You started off as a writer, or you started off as a performer? What was the beginning for you?
Well, I was a performer in folk music coffee houses. Mm-hmm. You know, so just me and the guitar, and that's pretty much what I've always done. And then people started hearing the songs and said, hey, can I sing that? And I thought, well, maybe I'm a songwriter. And after that kept happening, that's how it went.
Now, when did you write your very first song? Not your first hit, but your first song? What age?
I think I was around 18 or 19. 18. I didn't start playing music until I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote my first hit really just a few months into it, really. So.
Hmm. And so this kind of came as a surprise? You wait till 18 or 19 to start the career.
Yeah.
High school's over by then.
I know, yeah.
So what were you planning to do originally?
Well, I was going to be Sputnik had gone up, and we were trying to catch up. So everyone was going to be a scientist. And so I started going to the to UCSD and studying math and all that. And then I went, hey, you know what? This is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I hitchhiked around for a while, and then I just started going into music all the time. Mm-hmm.
And then one day you just kind of sat down and put pen to paper mm-hmm. and came up with Peaceful, Easy Feeling, which, as we know today, is one of the Eagles' biggest hits, I think earliest hits, mm-hmm. if not their very first hit.
It was their third song they
third
put out.
Third song. And how did you come, how did they find this song? How did you find them? How did that whole process work out?
Well, in San Diego, there was a, what we called a coffee house. They served hot cider and folk music, you know. So the Glenn Frey and J.D. Souther had a duo called Long Branch Penny Whistle, and they came down to play and in San Diego. And I said, hey, why don't you guys stay at my house? So I got to know them. And this was like, you know, many years before the Eagles.
Right, right.
And J.D. wrote songs for the Eagles, and then Glenn put the Eagles together. And so that's how I met them. It's always great to meet a superstar a few years before they're a star. That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. You know? And you wrote that song, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, and you decided you wanted to give it to Glenn and the Eagles, were there other people after it, or were you going to record it
yourself? Nothing like that.
No?
I was up in L.A., and Jackson Brown had asked me to come up. I was staying at his house. And he and Glenn Frey were going to introduce me to David Geffen and make me a star. And I was sitting in the a little dark room playing this song, and Glenn Frey came in and said, well, what's that? And I said, it's my new song. So he taped it on a cassette recorder. And then he came back the next day and says, you know, I have a new band. We've just been together 8 days, and we just worked up your song, if that's cool. And then he played it, and of course it just was mind-boggling. And that band was the Eagles, you know. And then,
of course, we've heard of them.
Went on from there, you know.
Now, I mean, I hate to put you on the spot. Is your guitar tuned to do a little bit of Peaceful, Easy Feeling? I mean, something very, or is it not in the key? If it's not, it's okay. But I just thought I'd ask.
Well, a little bit of it.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just an itty bit.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. I got a peaceful, I know you won't let me down. Oh, I'm already standing on the ground.
Wow. Wow. Oh, boy, thanks. Talk about memories. Talk about a page from my childhood. What a great song. And you have written so many great songs over the years.
Man.
And I'm just, you know... I'm going to go through a number of them, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, Already Gone, another big hit for the Eagles. Somebody, you wrote for Glenn Frey, You Belong to the City, Smuggler's Blues, The One You Love, I Found Somebody, True Love. And you also performed with a group called The Funky Kings. Mm-hmm. So as a man who's written so many hits, does the second one get harder than the first one? I mean, you say, oh, my gosh, I wrote a big hit. Now the pressure's on.
Hmm. No, it's just a thrill all the way down the line, and everyone's different, you know. Every song's different, and generally, I'm not trying to write a hit. I'm just trying to reach inside and have something to say and try to say it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then if I try to write a hit, it probably is not going to be a hit. But if I get something emotional and get right down to it and and it moves me and it moves other people, then it has a shot, maybe.
Have you found any common thread to what works with the hit songs that you've written? You say, you know what, there's something in this that chemistry, that the recipe that seems to be. Or no,
just not so much. You try all your life to find the magic formula, but the doggone formula keeps changing.
Right.
Keeps changing right out from under you. So everyone's a different approach. Sometimes you think of just an idea, mm-hmm. and then other times you think of a title, and then sometimes you think of a groove, and then you just do it, and it all comes together. Mm. But it's different every time.
And what do you think when you hear what's playing on the radio today, you hear the music that's out, as a songwriter from a number of decades ago, who's written hits successfully for many artists. You've written, I don't know how many, I lost count. There's 10, 20 artists I read which you've written for hits. We're talking about hits for 10, 20 other artists. But I'm sure you've written hundreds and hundreds of songs. So you listen to today's music. Mm-hmm. Does it sound good to you? Is there something lacking? What is your first impression when you hear today's music? Honest.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of it that I don't relate to as much. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's always been like that, even in the 70s or whatever was on the radio. We usually just really liked a couple of things, and then the other stuff you don't like. So nobody likes everything.
Right.
But then I do like a lot of the stuff. And recently, in the last few years, I've noticed when I hear songs on the radio, I go, oh, well, that's a song. I could have written that. Whereas previously, there were a lot of things on the radio that weren't even song forms. They were just kind of there's always dance music in different forms, disco, the twist, hip-hop, and so there's all those other forms, too. But I do like some of the stuff, and I do think there's some pretty strong song-type things coming out now.
And I assume you've had to change your writing over the years to adapt to whatever the trends are, because, you started off with the folk rock sound, but then there was, as you pointed out, the dance era and the disco days and things like that. So throughout the late 70s, if you wanted to write songs,
I didn't even try to do that.
Oh, you
I
didn't?
Just kept
kept doing your thing.
Guy with the guitar, and then they can interpret it. Now, some of the things I wrote with Glenn Frey, like Smuggler's Blues and You Belong to the City, were covered by like Jay-Z and Coolio.
Right.
So I did get in there in a little in a way, but I thought, no, that's not me, and I'm not going to try to be something I'm not, and I'm just going to keep writing songs.
How do you feel when you hear a version of your music by Jay-Z?
I love it.
Yeah?
It's totally different. He changed all the words. He changed everything, but yet, it's still my song, and I'm digging it.
That's right. And the royalty checks keep coming?
Yeah.
Which, of course, it was different back then. Yeah, I mean, today it's very business-oriented, and it wasn't so much back in the 70s when you wrote your first music. Artists and songwriters weren't really respected like they are today.
No. Well, not until they started to really sell a lot and make a lot of dough for the record companies, and then it became a big business like that. So,
Well, Jack Temchin's in our studios and on tour for a brand-new CD, which is called Learning to Dance, and I think I counted 8 albums and a live album in your collection of solo music.
Okay, yeah.
You've got a live one, which was Tales from the Taverns.
Yes, it was a live show that I did, and they videoed it, and they recorded it, and so that's one of my albums.
And so what's going on the new album? Let's talk about that for a minute. Tell me what...
Well, I got a record deal. I found a guy that had... a lot of faith in me, and he said, I'll give you a budget to make some albums. I went looking for a producer, and I talked to some real famous producers, and they were lined up to do it. And then I was working with a photographer kid in my neighborhood who's 29 years old, and he said, I'd like a shot at producing your record. And he started to produce it, and I just thought, this guy's better than all these other guys. And so I've been working with him. His name's Joel Piper. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just very excited, and I thought, well, I'll just do all songs no one's ever heard before, all songs of mine that haven't been recorded or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been a tremendous thrill.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, can you do a song for us?
Sure. This is one of the songs.
What's this called?
Called Room to Run.
Room to Run.
He took me out to ride that horse one summer day at dawn. He said, when you fall off, son, just get up and get back on. He let me try,
He let me fail, he let me try again, till finally that horse and me were racing like the wind. To my mama I was precious, like I was the only one. But my daddy always gave me room to run. Room to run, room to fly, room to think that I could try to do things that no one has ever done. Room to race, space to breathe, sometimes that is all you need. And my daddy always gave me room to run. My daddy is long gone now, but sometimes that horse and me go riding out along these hills as free as we can be. Today I introduce that horse to my only son. And don't you know I gave him room to run. Room to run, room to fly, room to think that I could try to do things that no one has ever done. Room to race, space to breathe, sometimes that is all you need. And my daddy always gave me room to run. Oh, my daddy always gave me room to run.
Great. Love
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jack Temchin on Border Crossings, Learning to Dance. Why did you pick that name for the name of the new album?
Well, that's the title song.
That's the title song.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you know, I mean, you said, what made you decide this is the title song? This is the song I want to be the song?
Well, I collected a bunch of songs, started recording, and I looked, and they're all love songs. You know, the ones I ended up with, I thought, a lot of these, and they're all the different phases of love. The first euphoria, and then the reality comes in, and then there's a song called What If We Should Fall in Love Again. And I think if people listen, they're going to go, hey, you know what? I've been through every one of these things, you know, because it's just all the stages of love. And Learning to Dance was just seemed the appropriate title.
And were they written from your experience or from your observations?
Some of each, you know,
everything.
Some like, yeah, there's some about other people's experiences kind of that I soaked in, but
you like to sing about or write about dancing. I mean, you know, slow dancing.
I know
that was a big hit. Johnny Rivers sang it. You guys sang it in your band first, but Johnny Rivers took it, you know, top 10 on the Billboard charts. But so I mean,
know I
have a, it's just a connection to dancing.
Yeah.
Are you a dancer?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's
why, you know, at this late date, I'm still going, yeah, I think I'm learning now, maybe tomorrow, you know.
As an accomplished songwriter, I always like to ask the question to people who write music, where is the most interesting or unique place that you've ever gotten inspiration for a song and or written a song?
I'm having to think, you know. I wrote Peaceful, Easy Feeling out in El Centro, California. I had a gig out there, and I was trying to go home with the waitress, as Warren Zevon says in his songs. I went home with the waitress the way I always do. Well, the waitress for me always says, okay, great, and then she disappeared. And I was left alone in the club out in El Centro, and that's when I started writing Peaceful, Easy Feeling. I know there was an interview with Neil Young. They said, what's the most important thing about a song? He goes, the location where you write it.
Interesting.
I know. I thought so, too.
And so the inspiration for Peaceful, Easy Feeling came from waiting for waitresses or waiting for a waitress.
Well, it was kind of looking for love, and then at some point you go, you know, if you're trying to get something, you actually have to let go of trying, and then it shows up. And that's kind of what the song's about. And then, of course, El Centro's out in the desert.
Right.
So
right.
I had that whole thing coming in with that, too. So.
Have you ever been, like, I don't know, in the middle of sleeping at night, and then an idea popped in your head, and You woke up and had to start writing it, scratching it on an
app. Yeah, and usually you can't get it.
You can't get it. It's gone. Huh? You don't grab it when it's there.
It just goes away so quickly. You know, it's like, wait.
Well, you know, I admire the songwriters because without the songwriters, obviously, there's nothing to sing for the singers. And I mean, how does it feel to you when you hear a singer sing your songs? Are they interpreting it correctly? Are you giving up a part of, because you're a singer, obviously, yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you hand your music over to someone else and they change it around or they interpret it differently than you might have meant it.
Well, I usually always love it, you know, and I feel like when I'd sing my kid to sleep with Somewhere Over the Rainbow or whatever, and I'm going.
You wrote that?
No, I didn't. But I'm just saying that the guy who wrote it, I mean, I sang my kid to sleep every night. It's really my song now.
Right.
You know, it belongs to me now just as much. And so when my songs go out and somebody else does them, and I usually just love it. And then most of my experiences is I just love the way they do it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had very few experiences where I go, gee, I really don't like the way they did this song. In fact, I can't even think of any.
And a lot of people have written Jack songs. As I mentioned a little while ago, someone that you used to know, George Jones, sang it. White Shoes, Emmylou Harris and Randy Meisner, Roland, Glenn Campbell sang it. Sad to see Glenn, you know, coming off the road. And, you know, that's very sad.
It is.
As we're living our music lives to watch things unfold and change. And all the artists are now in their 70s. And
Linda
things are different.
As well.
Yes,
people,
yes. And you've worked with all of them. Do you have any favorites?
Oh, they're all my favorites.
They're all your favorites.
Yeah. I mean, all those people you mentioned. When I wrote the song, I wrote a song with Bobby Whitlock done by George Jones. And, you know, then you write the song and you go, well, this would be perfect for George Jones because he's the greatest country singer of all time. You know, you always think that.
Right.
And then somehow the song got to him and he did it. It was just like a dream, you know.
And as I mentioned a little while ago, you've kind of evolved over the period of time where you started with folk rock. And then you found a lane with country. You got a lot of country songs that you've written over the years.
Well, the first country song I wrote, I wanted to write a country song because I'd heard country radio on the transistor radio in my bedroom when I was supposed to be sleeping, the little Japanese transistor, you know.
Right.
I heard country radio. So I got together with a friend of mine named Rob Strandlin, who he lived out of town. He had a dog and a horse and a big cowboy hat and boots, and I think this guy knows country. And so so we got together, and in the back room of this club there was a big refrigerator, and we started drinking some hard cider, and then we got pretty whacked, and we wrote Already Gone in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
And then later the Eagles picked it up and made it into a rock song. But I've always really loved a lot of country music. And so over the years, I'll always write a few of those if I can.
Would you do another song for us?
Sure. Let's see.
We're changing it up as we go, which is fine.
I'll do a slow dancing. Is that good?
Oh, I'd love it. Okay, I love it. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Shadows dancing all across the wall.
the music playing so soft and slow, and the rest of the world so far away and small, when we're slow dancing, swaying to the music, slow dancing, just me and my girl, yeah, slow dancing, swaying to the music, no one else in the whole wide world. Hold me, she said, hold me, I'll never let her go. And as we dance together in the dark, there's so much love in this heart. She whispers to me and I hold her tight. She's the one I thought I'd never find. And we're slow dancing, swaying to the music, slow dancing, just me and my girl, yeah. Slow dancing, swaying.
Jack, thank you so much for doing that song. My goodness, I was playing that on the radio when it first came out.
Oh, wow.
And so and now I'm sitting across from the man that wrote it. It's your music has touched millions of people around the world, millions upon millions of people. And what a thrill it is to have you. Jack Temchin is in our studios. And you're on tour promoting a brand new album, Learning to Dance, which is now out.
Oh, it's out in about a week, yeah.
So. Out, it's coming out in a week. Yeah. Okay, and people can get it on Amazon and everywhere. Mm-hmm. They can order them. It's different back from when you first started. People had to go to the corner record store and sift through the records and find it. But now it's right there. And
it's right there. You can just Spotify it, listen to it for free if you want.
You don't want that.
Well, you know, no, I don't.
But, don't give it away. Now, people want to write you and follow you on social media. Where can they find you?
Well, it's Facebook/Jack Temchin page, and that has everything I'm doing on it and stuff.
And Temchin, that's an interesting last name.
Yes.
And I heard that you had mentioned in your concert that you think you're, you know, the only one who spells it that way.
Yes. If I see that name and it's spelled the way I spell it, it's got to be one of my relatives. And it's really strange. Last night I played here in Washington, D.C., and a lot of my Temchin relatives live here, and I've never met them. I'm 68 years old, and I just met about 8 of my relatives that I never knew.
Who are coming over for the holidays.
Well, they just live here, and they came to the
they're coming to stay with
actually,
you in San Diego.
I'm inviting myself to drop in on
them. Oh, okay, there you go.
Come around, you know. But it was kind of fascinating. So
wow. Well, that's great. And so the tour continues. Is this an international tour? Are you going around the world, or is this just a domestic tour for now? Or?
Right now it's just domestic, and I'll just pick up whatever comes along and go wherever I can.
Now, what does it feel like? Describe the feeling when you're listening to the radio and your music comes on, songs that you've written. What was the first time like when you heard your music on the radio?
Just indescribably fantastic and fabulous and mind-boggling. And it's almost like that every time anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hasn't really worn off. I don't hear my,
old.
The same old thing. I go, wow, there it is again.
That's
you know?
It.
It's in the elevator now.
And you're going, me!
There it is, you know. So it's unbelievable when you think, you know, because the song goes off, kind of like having a kid and he goes off and becomes president. Well, you didn't really do it. Once you got it out there, it belongs to everybody else, and there it goes.
Career highlight?
You just watch it. Well, the first time of hearing Peaceful Easy Feeling come out the radio, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, when the Eagles went and did their album in England,
They came back, and Glenn Frey had it on a reel-to-reel tape. He brought it down to San Diego and played it just for us. And I'm sitting there, in the, you know, hearing the first song, Take It Easy. And I'm going, I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty much one of the best things I ever heard, you know? And then the next song's Witchy Woman. And I'm going, whoa, that's incredible. And then Peaceful Easy Feeling. I'm going, well, those three songs are, I'm going, this is the best record I ever heard, you know? Mm. And then, you know, it was.
So, yeah. Well, the guys are still on tour, the Eagles, you know? They promoted their album Hell Freezes Over a few years ago, and so... Have you written any songs with them, or have interest, or has there been any talk about writing with them for future projects?
Yeah, I mean, I stay in touch. I stay in touch with Glenn Frey, and mm-hmm. I'm recording some songs other songs we wrote that nobody's heard. And but they, you know, they've been on tour for 3 years, the last
right,
3 years,
right.
And so they're quite busy, and you know,
no time for new music yet.
Yeah, and they're not really focused on as much new music, although I guess Don Henley's coming out with a new record of his own. So.
Right. And your band now, you've changed the name, it's Rocket Science? Is that
no,
what you...
well, I have a local band called Rocket Science, uh-huh. but right now I'm not having a band. Although
okay.
I played at the Troubadour in L.A., I put a band together so I could sound like the record one time, and that was fun.
And so when you do your concerts, do you sing some of the Eagles stuff you've written and
yeah.
some of the songs you've written for other artists?
Yeah.
That's
and I usually play solo, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm...
All right. Well, Jack Temchin's here, and we're going to get one more song before we let him go.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, we'd love to hear...
Sure. This is a song I, like I said, I wrote with Rob Strandlin while we were kind of drunk, and then I really haven't been drunk since then. I don't know why I should get drunk every night because it works so great, you know. But we got up and played it. We felt so good at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear the you can hear that in the song. So.
All by yourself, 'cause I'm already gone, and I feel so wrong. I will sing this victory song.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
You wrote me, made me stop and wonder why. But I guess you felt you had to set things right. Yeah, but just remember this, when you look up at the sky, you can see the sun and never see the light. But I don't care, because I'm all. Wasn't you who held me down, but I know it wasn't you that set me free. Oftentimes it happens, we live our lives in chains, and we never even know we have the key. But me, I'm all.
Classic. Another great one already gone. Jack Chemchin's here on Voice of America. It's Border Crossings. I bet you our engineers had fun with that one. Yeah. But great song, great songs, a great catalog, and a great career that continues to this day. So Learning to Dance is the name of the new CD, and I urge people to get a copy of that. And I thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's
what a pleasure, you know, and continued success. Come back and see us the next time around. I don't see a Christmas album in your repertoire. Is that on the to-do list?
Well, I've got a few Christmas songs, and I put, you know, some songs on various album collections, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, when you come back to stay with all the relatives you didn't know you had for the holidays.
It'll be around Christmas.
That's it. You come back and join us and do some Christmas stuff.
Excellent.
Jack Chemchin, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for being with us here on Border Crossings. This is the Voice of America.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA1.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window, don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up.
Love. holds if he doesn't, I'll be there.
On VOA1's Border Crossings.
Border Crossings here on the Voice of America, and a request from Nahom in Ethiopia, listening to Shager FM 102.1 in Ethiopia. That's No Apologies. It's the cast of the very popular TV show Empire, which has been number one. Empire, this coming up season, has announced that they will be featuring appearances by folks like Oprah Winfrey and Lenny Kravitz and Alicia Keys. They have confirmed that they will be on the show in the upcoming season. Thank you for requesting that song, Nahom. Also want to say hi to a listener who requested Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up, and that listener did not identify themselves, but it just says Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up. So there you go. We played that. And Razi Abdi in Ethiopia, you heard the Jackson 5, and I'll Be There. And I want to say hello to Rahel Abuhay, who's listening, JC Saul, Edward David Wilson. These are folks who've checked in. Salem Jama, Tzita Johannes. Hello, Tzita Johannes. Tahia Mac Trizzle. Edwina, whose birthday is this month. Elzebet is tuned in. And I thank you for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London to make that request. I also want to say hello to Alhaji Ahmed Adamovic, Misker Tiru, Edward, David Wilson, Gabri Kadan Asifa, Kingboy is with us, Ogwo Ojum, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Brian Cabasso is listening. And says hi to the Police Department of Criminal Investigations throughout Africa. Stephen Samsonic Samson and Jonas Giram, all listening to Border Crossings today. And again, thank you to Jack Temchin for joining us on our program. It's time for our CD giveaway right now. Shall we do that? Or, yeah, let's do that. Let's give away a CD, the Now 55 CD. We've been giving away this CD all throughout August. So we're going to hit the timpani. No, we're not going to hit the timpani. Oh, yes, we are. No, we're not. Okay, we're not going to hit the timpani. So I'm just going to give the CD away without the timpani. All right, so I'm going to just reach in and pull out a lucky listener. Today, the winner of our Now 55 CD is Samuel in Ghana. So congratulations, Samuel in Ghana. You have won the CD, and you get this request, the last request of the show today. Here is Beyoncé and a song called Drunk in Love on Border Crossings.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you.
Up my war hall, slit your panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off. Daddy, I want you.
Crossings, the Queen Bee for the Beehive, and that is one of my favorites from her collection, Drunken Love, and she's on the cover of Vogue for September. She just dropped a video, which is a poem, just like Beyonce. She put out her last album on video, surprised everybody, dropped it on the internet, no one was ready for it, came out, went to number one. Well, she did that with a poem this week. She put out a poem as a part of the Celebrity Poem Slam, so you can check it out online. And I love Beyonce and all the music she performs. She's hot. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I want to thank Jack Temchin for coming on the show today and remind you this Thursday we have Cody Simpson. He's an Australian pop star selling out venues everywhere. Cody Simpson joins us this Thursday. Thank you, Greg, our engineer today. Felicia, our producer, director. I'm Larry London, and I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.